Cancer, a word that sends terror through the minds of anyone given the diagnosis. And the treatment, if you survive it, is one of the most harrowing experiences known to man. But it's a money-making racket that's valued at over $300 billion. What has been hidden about this disease for centuries, you ask? Well, this is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Monday, April 29th, 2024. Well, the claim that cancer is a microparasitical infection and not some random overdevelopment of your body's own healthy cells actually goes back centuries, and more recently to the late 1800s, where a German scientist named Dr. Alphonse Weber conducted experiments in the early 1860s in which he captured photos of cells being invaded by microparasites. And he also discovered that these cells were in the tumor tissue and blood of all cancer patients. Experts today will tell you that not only is cancer a microparasitic infection, but that we all have it inside of us at any given time. Well, why would the allopathic system, standard medical doctors and healthcare system hide this from us? The current thinking says that your cells just went crazy and that the treatments consisting of chemotherapy and radiation, both highly toxic, is a $300 billion industry. And given the revelation of the history of medicine recently in the United States, how it was hijacked by the oil barons, the architects of the private, inauditable Federal Reserve that's crushing our country currently, their propensity to create the pharmaceutical industry, a cash cow fed by the waste product of their oil processing plants, the story actually extends to their control over what really causes disease and keeping the American public hidden from the real causes. This was designed to maintain control over the treatment of disease, as you will see. You can't sell a multi-billion dollar industry if you don't control what the public thinks is the etiology and the diagnosis of the disease. So take a look at slide one. These are the two current paradigms for cancer. Our genetic paradigm, meaning that our genes are turned on, oncogenes are turned on just out of nowhere. And the second is the viral paradigm. Viral etiology is fast becoming under scrutiny and being debunked after the recent COVID scam. Countless experts now stand on the premise that cancer is caused by microparasites and that it is a microparasite infection, that the stages of cancer progression are related to the life cycle and proliferation of these microparasites, and the ultimate incoming cause of cancer, a wasting disease that becomes overpowering when these microparasites, or what Dr. Lee Merritt calls them, intracellular parasites, what happens when they get to be too prolific across the body and too powerful. But clearly, from some of the video clips I'm going to show you, you can see that these microparasites in and out of various cells, including our blood cells, depending on the stage of their life cycles, can be seen in slightly different forms of themselves. Now, these doctors go about treating cancer in a whole different way, which makes sense if you're positive that something other than viral or genetic is the cause. You will approach parasitic infection or cancer caused by parasitic infection in a different way. But more on that in the second half of the show. The genetic dogma is blown apart by the reality that DNA does not exist as a whole thing, only chromosomes, and chromosomes do not mutate. This is something that you can do your own research on for validation. On the virus paradigm related to cancer, given the modern approaches to electron microscope and that much more incredible magnifying capability, viruses, we now know, have never and are not really, they've never been isolated, they've never been identified, and still to this day, they're not really well characterized, they're not measured, they're not really specifically separated, as we know from the SARS-CoV-2 virus itself, that has never been isolated in its pure and whole form from an ill individual. Now, the pictures you see in the media at all levels, mainstream media, alternative media, new media, whatever you want to call it, are all nothing more than cartoons created on a computer. It now appears that viruses are only tiny protein fragments, or what we're calling viruses. They're only tiny protein fragments resulting from the asexual microparasites or bacterial proliferation of themselves. In other words, what is being called virus is really a piece of dead flesh or genetic material proteins. It's the toxins from their waste matter, as Dr. Merritt has said over and over, that creates illness and disease states across many different diseases. So you can see why, at the turn of the century, while hijacking the entire medical model to create the pharmaceutical industry, these oil baron criminals, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Warburgs, you know all their names now. These criminals buried the parasitic story in humans. And then when you think about it, you know, you're deworming your dog regularly. What makes you think you're not vulnerable to parasite invasion? Well, Dr. Weber's work is based on thousands of biological in vitro and in vivo experiments with tissues and blood samples collected from cancer patients during their lives and even after their deaths. Many experts like him have found that all these blood and tissue tests were confirmed to have microparasitic infections. Weber also emphasized that microparasites are more pathogenic, meaning disease-causing, than any bacteria and fungus infection you could have. And they are the natural causes of cancer and other chronic diseases. This is mind-blowing. Here's a slide of a human blood smear. It shows some normal red blood cells. It shows some damaged red blood cells. But you also see three specific large egg sacs full of parasites. These are in a mature stage called gametocytes, and these can cause a lot of human illnesses. And as I said, microparasites are the cause of many different human diseases. In 2011, Dr. Alan Cantwell published a paper called The Return of the Cancer Parasite, Bacteria and the Origin of the Cancer Cell. You know, here are some interesting photos from his incredible collection, and they relate to different types of cancers. Now, slide 3 is breast cancer tissue. This section of tissue shows an intracellular round of parasitic egg sacs magnified at 1,000 times. And you can see that this is a huge egg sac. Slide number 4 is tissue from prostate cancer. And it shows a cell packed with intracellular coccoid forms, which are the egg sacs, again, at 1,000 magnification. My next slide was taken during an autopsy of someone with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it shows necrotic tissue sections from a fatal case. You can see the intracellular and the extracellular variably sized round coccoid forms bursting out of the cell in the connective tissue, again, at 1,000 times magnification. Basically, what you're seeing in these pictures are when the egg sacs grow and grow to a size where the cell wall can no longer contain them. They literally explode out and they grow even more and they grow faster. It's disgusting to think about. But if it's the truth, we need to know it so that we can treat ourselves properly, not be slaves to this pharmaceutical incredible racket and RICO operation between our government and these companies. Here's another slide that will blow your mind. Remember, I've been in this war since March 2020. And as most of you know, I broke the story of graphene oxide in the Pfizer and Moderna vials first found by La Quinta Columna in Spain. And then I broke the first embalmer story of the white fibrous clots from the injected. But before those two big stories, I was continually contacted over and over again by doctors and researchers and forensic specialists from all over the world, microscopy experts, family doctors who use microscopy with their patients, all of them showing me countless microscopy photos of their patients' blood from their stolen Pfizer and Moderna vials and other bio samples. Most of them didn't make sense to me at the time. We all struggled to figure it out. Why does that look like parasites? Why does that look like they're animals moving? Why does it look like there are worms in there? And then there are bubbles in there with things that look like eggs ready to hatch. But now, all those pictures are starting to ring a bell. Have they been injecting with these COVID shots? Have they been injecting people with parasites? Synthetic parasites? Natural parasites? Egg sacs of both natural and synthetic parasites that are programmed or developed with a mission, with specific action in mind? Take a look at this compilation from my collection. When you look at these pictures, there are three rows and three columns. First row at the top, you see different objects. This is under a microscope, and these are from Pfizer and Moderna vials. This is from a collection of doctors, so I'm not going to get into specifically who it is. I have presented their work over and over again. In the top row, middle picture, again, you see those coccoid shapes occurring. And then top row, far right, you see a egg sac with some of the smaller protrusions, those three bubbles outside, and those are ready, or they have already bursted out. In the second row, you can see long strings of what we're assuming now are synthetic parasites and their egg sacs that are coming out of the adults. The middle picture, second row middle picture, same thing on a wider angle lens. Second row, far right. This was a picture that came out of a microscopy and looked like a hydra. At the time, many people laughed at it. But when you really look at it and you put it all together, you can see the concern and the matchup with parasitical infection. On the bottom row, you see actually the first picture, you can see a collection of egg sacs under the microscope. And these are all from Pfizer and Moderna vials. In the middle picture on the bottom row, you can see a little wider angle and you can see how these egg sacs float around in the medium. And then the bottom row, last picture, is actually a compilation of several of these in one picture. The question is, have they been infecting humans through the air, the water, the big corporate food systems, and so much more with parasites? With synthetic parasites, combinations of them, to get the job done? It's a terrible thought, and it's a terrible question, but we're getting closer and closer to the truth. And I really want to credit the work of Dr. Lee Merritt. She's been pioneering this. She's got a lot to say about it. And when I return, you're going to see a quick message from her that kind of ties a bunch of the dots together and how this all connects and why the mRNA story may vary, not just the spike protein, but the entire mRNA story may be the hoax upon the hoax of the COVID scam. And I'll also bring you in the second half a brief review of recommendations from some of the great experts on how to remove this cause of disease from your body. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890.
Virus means toxin. We need to start changing our language to changing our understanding that when we get sick and we sneezing and wheezing and coughing something, we say we got a cold. You didn't catch a cold. You're toxic and you're getting rid of the toxins. This is a video that dropped from a compilation of different things, but it's primarily German researchers showing you that cancer is a parasitical infection.
And Dr. Winter were busy studying strange objects in human blood. They published their results in the renowned scientific journal Ärztliche Praxis under the title Unusual Corpuscular Elements.
So here's my parasite worldview hypothesis. Okay. Parasites slowly increase in your body over a lifetime. The mother worm lays 20 to 200,000 eggs a day. And it doesn't necessarily need to be worms. These could be microscopic. If there are any general surgeons out there, I know what you're saying. I open up the gut all the time and I don't see parasites because these are intracellular parasites or microscopic parasites. And they're not something that most people would see. Occasionally, you have actual gut parasites and they are higher up where general surgeons generally don't go. You're mostly in the colon. These are in the small intestine for the most part. So over a lifetime, these egg sacs, most of them pass out of the body, but some of the 200,000 laid every day go into your cells and become cysts. Okay. They're encysted. They're walled off by the body as cysts. As more cysts are present, then it takes more of your immune system to keep them in check. And more of your immune system working to keep them in check means autoimmune disease. So what do we see? We see that, you know, people have the cancer gene, but they don't get cancer at age 10. When do they get cancer? They still have the same gene. They get cancer at age 50 or 60 or 70 because now they've got this, their immune system cannot keep the parasites in check and they start growing and we see it and call it cancer. Here's a picture of parasites in the bloodstream. The little round things are your red blood cells and the little purple things are stained. Those look like trypanosomes, but they're a small parasite, right? That swims around in you. Now, all parasites are not in the bloodstream. Parasites encyst, and these are some pictures of encystment of parasites. Here's one in the muscle that could be like, there's a bunch of them that do that, but the classic one is the pork tapeworm and the pork trichinosis parasite that can encyst in the muscle like that. And then in the far right, we have a brain that has a a little white lesion there. That's a parasitic cyst in the brain. And here's a guy that's obviously dead because this is a pathology specimen. And this is multiple cysts in the brain. That the most common reason for that is cysticercosis, or it's a tapeworm that's very common in Mexico and in South America. So that's what it does to your brain. So the point is, we have to not only destroy the parasites that you could see in your stool sometimes or in your blood, but we must destroy the cysts. And here's how we do it. So, we need medicines. I love the fact that, you know, remember George Carlin used to have the seven words, dirty words you couldn't say on TV. And well, now you can say them all, but you cannot say nitazoxanide, chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, safe. They have the treatment. So you start out with mother parasite and her babies, and the mother has laid these eggs and they're encysted in you. Now, the mother doesn't want to suddenly have to fight for a million baby parasites in order to not, in order to be alive in your gut or wherever she is. So she puts out a hormone that keeps the baby parasites from encysting into the or from coming out of the cyst and joining her, right? So she's by herself, she's laying all these eggs and these things are sitting in their cysts, but their cysts are getting bigger. I mean, the cysts are getting more numerous all over your body. Well, then what happens? Well, then we kill the mother parasite. And what does that do? Well, that makes the hormone go away. And what does that do? That makes the parasite now hatch out. Now, if you go too long before you treat yourself again, you won't just have a few hatched out parasites. You'll have more and more parasites until you're really toxic. And that's a real problem. And that's called a Herxheimer reaction.
Welcome back to the second portion of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. I'm glad you're with me tonight. Well, it's taken me several months to tie together different pieces of information, sort through the claims of numerous experts in the front line of this public health hoax pulled on humanity, the fake documentaries, the money-making scams. It takes a lot of time and effort to sort through so much information. But it's starting to become clear that we have been lied to about just about everything, actually. And while the COVID pandemic scam was a horrific attack on all of us, it was also the gift that ripped open our eyes to the depth and breadth of the corruption and how far it goes back into centuries. Well, what you just saw was Dr. Lee Merritt, and she's done the best job of anyone I know to put these thousands of pieces together, and she does it with evidence, scientific reason, and outstanding credibility. She also emphasizes the need to understand the life cycle of parasites in order to treat them properly and to be as healthy as we can be. And while there can be much variation across parasites that infect human beings, the general tenets of the egg sac, you know, maturity, stages, adulthood, then after they're adults, they merge with other parasites to blend their genetic material, that not only leading to their to them proliferating, but also growing in size and power until some human or animal bodies fall prey. We become physically and chemically overwhelmed and die from resulting diseases like cancer. They've hidden the parasite and parasitical infection story from us as the main cause, and likely in conjunction with other things, but as the main cause of human disease and chronic conditions. You know, this is meaningful. We need to explore what we're really looking at here so that we can learn the proper treatment for parasite infections. Otherwise, we're going to stay in the allopathic loop of diagnosis, syndromes, not sure, pharmaceutical, you know, the hamster on the pharmaceutical wheel. It's important. And when, you know what, we got a clue during COVID, didn't we? I'll tell you one of the biggest clues. I immediately questioned government overreach and obviously we know now nefarious blocking of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, because it was having a rapid and powerful effect on reversing the scourge of what they told us was a deadly, dangerous viral respiratory infection. My original thinking was that, wait a minute, ivermectin and HCQ likely have maybe many different or several different mechanisms of action, and you know that were maybe unrelated to each other, and that they could be antiparasitics, but at the same time, maybe they're antivirals, because otherwise, how are they working so well and so quickly? People sneaking, you know, the horse version of a paste of ivermectin into their loved ones and putting it on their skin or getting it into their mouths, and within hours they were getting better? Kind of naive, but of me at the time, to think about the multi-mechanism of action. But it was, you know, in retrospect, I can see now it was the beginning of my processing, digesting the information I was being fed. And it's taken me a while and others, because when I interview Dr. Lee Merritt, she relates the chronology of her, you know, processing of this information, right? It's taken us all a little time to figure it out. In the meantime, they're infecting us with these parasites, because they want to take control. It's now obvious why they were blocking the antiparasitic medication, because it would have shut down the whole thing. It would have shut down the whole hoax of a program to get to the emergency use authorizations, and it would have stopped the injection of hundreds of millions of human beings, maybe even a couple billion human beings, most likely, with their toxic synthetic parasite and other poison shots. Would have shut everything down. They probably couldn't believe that people discovered the connection. Maybe not the connection that this was parasites yet, but the connection that ivermectin, we got a couple of drugs over here, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, that work, that are reversing this respiratory illness, this coughing and hacking and fever and difficulty breathing. These sick son of a bitches. And God only knows what else they've put into these shots across the last 3 years. So much of this makes sense. Now, for those who are injected and the rest of us who are not, the fact remains that the best thing we can do at this point overall is to support the miracle of our God-given body design, our gift from God. Because if you can support the human body, the immune system that these authorities like the CDC, the federal, you know, the FDA told us, you don't have immunity. Your immunity is not going to last. Get your mind off that immunity, that natural immunity thing. You need this. And how on earth do they get so many people, so many agencies to carry the water, to carry the lies, while humans were dying in droves and are still dying, and so many are sick. You see them on social media now, injured, really poisoned, sick, all unnecessary, all part of a plan. This is incredibly empowering to know. It's horrible. The truth is painful. It's very dark for me to bring it. And others, like Dr. Merritt, we talk about it all the time. But look at the light that it opens up to. And so we turn to the various remedies. You know, we've got the pharmaceuticals. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fenbendazole, and all the drugs in each of those classes, right? The chloroquines, the bendazoles. But there are also natural substances that are good for maintenance, possibly treatment. But I want to emphasize something. For diagnosis and treatment, I want to make a point of urging you to seek the advice of a trusted and competent naturopath who's a specialist in parasitic infections. Because general traditional allopathic doctors are going to laugh you out of their office. And now we know why. There's no money in it. Right? They weren't trained in it so that they would naturally kind of say, well, that's ridiculous. Nobody does that. Nobody's going to look at parasites. No, you have cancer. You don't have parasites. Yet these neurological illnesses that Dr. Merritt talks about, Guillain-Barré, they're finding parasites in their spinal cords and in their myelin sheaths. So let's take a look, as I promised, at some of the natural materials and the herbs for attacking and cleaning out parasites and preventing either getting them or preventing their stronghold. So my next slide is an incredible list here. Let's start out with, and I'm sure some of you have heard of this combination. So it's black walnut hull extract, wormwood, and clove oil, each individually very well known as anti-parasitic, but many people, it actually comes in combination, a combination of the three, which you can make yourself. You can get the essential oils from each of the three, and you can make the oil yourself. This is not about buying somebody's product. Gotta start getting off that grid as best we can, right? Gotta transition. Okay. Gotta stop relying on, you know, pseudo pharmaceutical industries, this new natural companies popping up, calling themselves, you know, natural health organizations when they're just another corporate big money group driving or funneling you right back into pharma. So study these things, make your own combinations like black walnut, wormwood, and clove oil. Big one is Artemisia. Raw garlic. Dr. Jane eats raw garlic almost every day. Always have. Maybe not as regularly as I do now. Get a couple of complaints from those closest to me, but I'd rather be alive and healthy. There's olive leaf extract. There's ginger root. All these pungent, you know, these pungent root vegetables like garlic and ginger. Pumpkin seeds, which we're going to talk about in a moment. We're going to see that in another slide under anti-parasitic foods. But most of these essential oils are very, very valuable anti-parasitics. There's, of course, extended fasting. I, again, urge you to get the direction and guidance of a naturopath who understands how to guide you through those processes. But fasting, you're essentially starving the parasites of their nutrients because they're taking some of your nutrients. Makes sense. Cancer is a wasting disease. Anybody see Toby Keith just before he died? Big, burly, gorgeous guy, reduced down to his face was like a pencil. His body was like a pencil. Wasting, cancer, wasting. Parasites, eating everything in its path. All your nutrients, all your muscle, all your protein. Okay, here's a quick look at my next slide, anti-parasitic foods. I think this is fantastic. And this is a short list to get you to think about it. You do your own searching, you'll find many other foods. This is what God left us when he created the world. Okay, let's take a look. Papaya seeds. These kill intestinal worms. They kill other parasitic organisms. I would imagine you can grind them up into the, you know, along with the fruit and throw it in a smoothie. Then there's our old friend, cayenne pepper, which is a potent parasitic, anti-parasitic and a repellent. Remember, cayenne pepper does not burn a hole through your stomach. In fact, a lot of experts will tell you that it actually repairs sores and hyperacidity in the stomach. Even though that sounds counterintuitive because it's got this spiciness, brings a little heat with it. I mentioned pumpkin seeds earlier. Pumpkin seeds actually paralyze parasites so that they can be expelled from the body. I can tell you what I'm going to go out and purchase when I go to next time I go to the store. Lots of pumpkin seeds, my friend. Then there's pomegranate seeds. Pomegranate fruit and seeds kill worms in the intestinal system. And then, of course, another great food that I adore, coconuts. Coconuts. Their oil, their meat. Coconuts help eliminate parasites from the body. And many, many herbs like thyme, which help to cleanse the body of these worms. So as I said before, please engage in your own searching throughout the internet. Seek out books and publications. Look up Dr. Hilda Clark. Another great author in this area is Dr. Hannah Kroger, who wrote a book called Parasites, The Enemy Within. And many other great researchers and natural practicing experts. I'm sure you can find many more than I've listed here. Because we're in a transition era in human life now on Earth. Because of what's happened to all of us, and we should be very grateful for it, God has reopened the door to His incredible Earth that yields for us everything we need to be healthy and happy. Listen, if you've enjoyed this topic, and if you think it'll help others, I urge you to pass it on. Watch it with your friends and your family. Take notes, then add to it with your own investigative reading and learning. Please follow me on Twitter and Telegram, and please continue to support me with your prayers, your donations, support the Dr. Jane Ruby Show so that I can continue to bring you the very best in truth in medicine. Thank you again for being with me, everyone. Have a great night. God bless you all.